Thanks for listening to BS and Beer Media. This podcast is about fantasy football.
Football is back, so that means fantasy football. And this year, guess what? You're going to be with the Frenemies Fantasy Football Podcast. It's me, Dale. I got my boy Tim with me, and we got Kyle with us, man. What's going on, y'all?
What's up, hey. Y'all?
All right,
what's
man.
Going on?
All right, so we're going to be starting this fantasy football podcast as promised, and just to kick things off, man, we're going to talk about what we're drinking, because this is the BS and Beer Media Network here, right? So we got to be drinking some beer or something. So with me, I'm going to be drinking the peanut butter stout. It's a nice one, and I'm gonna roll with it. You know, what about you, Tim?
Well, you don't have no peanut butter allergies, Dale.
No, I don't.
Is that I'm good. That you know? You making sure everybody in the house is got a nut approved? <you
know? laughs> Is that how it works?
That you gotta double check all those things, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Don't let your kid sneak one of those in the classroom, right, man. You know, he might get... Yeah.
Oh, all right. What you drinking?
I got Modelo, the working man's beer. Oh. That's what that is. Yeah, yeah.
I've only seen it on commercials. I've never seen people actually drink it.
Oh, well, watch me. Watch me now.
I'm not sure you know enough Hispanics then, Dale.
Yeah.
Maybe hang out with more
Mexicans.
There
you go. I outed myself right there.
You, sir, are a racist.
The point being that Dunnies hang out more often.
Yeah. All right, Kyle, yeah. What you drinking, bro?
You know, Craig's not here on our little podcast mm-hmm. today, but in honor of him, I put some fruit in my beer.
There you go.
I got a Michelob Ultra. It's the infusions. It's a lime and prickly pear cactus, and it is delightful.
Nice.
And I don't care who knows.
So I'm glad you brought up the lime, because when we were starting this thing up, I saw Tim break out the little squeeze bottle of lime juice to squirt into his can. Well, tell us more about that, Tim.
Well, see, it's this little bottle of lime juice. It conveniently looks like a small lime, right? But it has a plastic cap on it, so you know it's not a real lime. Don't go eating this thing, all right? So you know, a lazy man's way to get some lime in his beer is what that is.
Okay,
and you don't have to chop up a lime. You don't have to do nothing. You just got this little lime bottle. You squeeze a little bit of it in your beer. And, you know, I use that when I'm in this, like, Mexican beer phase, drinking Mexican beer. I buy one of those little guys. So,
okay. Do you add salt and all that stuff, too?
Just lime alone, man. Okay. Lime by itself.
No. How about tequila? No? No tequila with it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's when I get the margaritas going. All right, I got tequila here for the margaritas. All right.
Oh Lord.
Yeah, and then we got the Zing Zang margarita mix. You know, some triple sec, some tequila, and a little douse of Sprite on the top.
All right. Ooh. Okay.
Yeah.
Classy.
All right. Well, let's talk about the fantasy league that we're going to put together. It's going to be a 10-man league. Redraft. I'm not a big fan of redraft, but we're going to do it for this podcast here, right? And everybody in the network here. I know some people don't play fantasy football, and we want to change that, because we're out here promoting the gospel of fantasy football. All right. Everybody needs to play. If you watch football, you definitely need to play fantasy football, man. It makes every other game more interesting. Like, you sit there and watch the Jags go up against the Cowboys or something on Monday Night Football just because you've got some players in fantasy going at night. So that's another big reason why I play. Now, it's going to be a 10-team league. We're going to do head-to-head stuff. let's see. We're going to talk about starting positions. Quarterback, we're going to have three wide receivers, two running backs, okay, a tight end, a flex, and we're going to have two defensive positions, individual defensive players. That is right.
In a redraft league. All right.
I love that.
So if you notice, we're also going to have two IR spots and six bench spots, okay? So if you notice in this lineup, there are no kickers. And that is because that's the way God intended it to be for football. No kickers.
Oh, that is factually correct.
Okay.
Preach.
No.
What'd you want to say, Tim?
Because none of them have feet. That's why there's no kickers. We're just playing. Is that it? No?
Whatever you want to say. All right. But kickers do not belong in fantasy. They don't belong in football either, okay?
That's valid. I'll take it.
I'm totally against Dale on this one. Mostly because I'm against Dale, period. <That's the statement. laughs> All right. So kickers do have a valuable position in football. Did y'all see that the punter who punted the 85-yard punt this preseason game?
Yes,
you know, that's amount of yardage on a, you know.
But that is a punter and not a kicker.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes, you know, he has feet, okay?
That's a valid point.
Anyway, the point being, the kickers actually make you know, a good kicker that can kick a long field goal or, a long kickoff is a very valuable thing to have.
Yeah, do say it is amazing. It's like the greatest feeling in fantasy, and you're down 2 points, and it's the end of a game. It's you don't even care about the teams. You don't care who's playing, but it's the end of that game. You're watching it, and you have that kicker. You're down 2 points. End of the game. He's lining up for a field goal, and it's all on that. That's kind of where where I'd kind of miss out on having a kicker. Those moments right there. That, win or go home right there on your kicker, who I draft last every single year. I will never draft a kicker before the very last round in my life. Never have, never will. But, that's something that I do. I've been there plenty of times where down 2 points and you just need a field goal and he wins it for you. That is that's something in fantasy that's pretty awesome too, But I do like the individual defensive player, so I'd rather have that than a kicker.
It's more strategy. You have to actually know the game versus picking kicker of Kansas City, because Kansas City scores a lot of points.
Yeah,
I hate that. And then the fact that you don't include punters in fantasy football, but you include the kicker, like that's not fair. So get rid of the kicker too.
Well, kicker is going to get you points. A punter is going to get you really good field position. It's crucial in football, but it's not scoring any points. And that's what this is all about. Fantasy is about scoring points, man.
Okay. Well, the quarterback points, they're going to score 6 points for touchdowns. We're going to have lost points for fumbles and 1 point for interception. The scoring for defense comes straight from ESPN. So 1.5 points for a solo tackle, 0.75 for assists, 4 points for a sack, 4 points for interception, 4 points for fumble, forced fumble, 2 points for fumble recovery, 6 for defensive touchdown, 2 for safety, that kind of thing. So I think it's going to be just, you have to look at ESPN's, independent defensive player rankings, kind of get an idea what you want to get. You probably want to lean toward linebacker still. Linebacker seems to score the most most points.
Go ahead, Sam. Go ahead.
Linebackers are definitely the running back of the IDP world, by the way.
Definitely. Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, you got linebackers who, rack up all these tackles, maybe get a sack. But then you have games like Chandler Jones, who gets five sacks a game. Like that's, I could see, really valuable DN coming in. And that's the difference, 5-10 points. That's, winning or losing right there. I've always liked DNs and you know, that's great and everything, but definitely smart, sensible call is going to linebacker DeMario Davis.
There you go.
But it's tough. Where do you draft defensive players when a running back's going to get you on a good day? He's going to get you 20 points. And on a really good day, defensive player, what gets you 10 tops. So
in our, our dynasty league, our defensive, linebackers looking about 20 points, like on a good day, maybe above that, but you can get some points for sure with linebacker. The thing about linebacker, there's going to be more available versus having more available running backs. So
true. Yeah, true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's tough. I don't know. I feel like I'd wait until, all the way towards the end and pick them up then. Kind of get your eye on somebody. But that's, kind of a monkey wrench.
Yep. Okay. Well, so let's try to understand a little bit about our history here. So you've been playing fantasy for a while now, right, Kyle?
Oh yeah. So let's see what 2022. This will be year 11. I guess it's not too long, but 2012 was the first year.
Oh, wow.
Me and five other guys got together, and it was our original league was six people. High scoring. You get all the best players, which is a lot of fun. It's pretty tough. Like everyone's going to be able to beat you, whether it's the first place team playing the last place team, any day, with a six man, it's always crazy. That's the big dogs league. And I have three trophies from that. Three out of 4 years in the beginning, took on the trophy. And, since then I've gotten, a couple Super Bowl losses, but, nothing since then. But it's always fun. Nowadays we do a couple quarterbacks. We have two flexes. No individual defensive players, but still got our kickers. Just for kicks. Okay. But yeah, I've done up to about five or six teams a year. I've done a year where I had eight teams, and I'm just bouncing all over the place trying to keep up. But I love managing like more than one team, kind of just. Moving pieces around. I usually try to get one or two of the same guys, but you know how that works out. It's
hard to do sometimes.
Can't always get what you want.
All right. So I know I've been playing with you, Tim, since like 2008, something like that. But how long have you been playing fantasy football?
Well, my first season was the first season me and you played together. So roughly 2007, somewhere in there.
Okay.
And Dale beat me for a lot of years.
Wow. He beat me for
probably a decade. He probably beat me for a good decade. He kicked I got a decade worth of butt kickings from Dale that I gotta get him back on, And so I've beat specifically Dale in our dynasty league the last 3 years in a row. And if you win something after you beat Dale for the season, if you win something else, that's just a bonus, that's the lineman Modelo when you beat, after beating Dale, you get the Modelo, but then you win something after that, you get the lime with it.
Okay. So now you understand the name of the podcast, Frenemies, because I hate this dude. Okay. Myself, man, I've been playing probably since about 2004, 2003. Like, Marshall Faulk or something was playing, bro. Like, it was a long time ago, okay? But definitely on Yahoo, playing with random people I didn't know, just on the internet. So, man.
You guys got a favorite between ESPN, Yahoo, and NFL? So
right now, man, my favorite is Flea Flicker.
Yeah.
Because it's so customizable.
Yeah.
This is where we have our dynasty leagues housed, and it's pretty good, man. I would highly recommend anybody who's serious into fantasy football to use that site.
I personally noticed that my friends who are more serious about fantasy football, they go away from the traditional sites of ESPN, Yahoo, you know, away from ES, you know, and they get into Flea Flicker, or there's another good one that's for Dynasty too.
It's got what Sleeper, is that one? There's MFL.
Yeah. So
many different ones out there now.
But my favorite of the traditional bunch is Yahoo personally. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, agreed. Yeah, Yahoo just I don't know, for some reason, it's always consistent.
Yeah.
Just based on projections and everything, the way that they're ranking people. I feel like NFL is just a complete and total mess as far as, you know, projections and rankings and all that. ESPN's a lot closer, but Yahoo's definitely for sure.
Yeah.
Top one out of the three traditional ones.
And I like their podcast on Yahoo too, their analyst over there. I like analysts.
Hmm.
So
all right. It's been a while since I listened to them. It's probably been like since Funches and the other guy was there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been a while since I listened to them. Okay.
I just assumed they were still there. I'm sorry. You know, they're gone.
I don't know.
It's been a lot of years.
It's possible. They could still be there.
Hey, it's been a lot of years. I'm trying to forget that first decade of fantasy football. You remember that? You know, I'm trying to forget that butt kicked, you know? Yeah.
All right. So, butt kicking, speaking of that, we need a league penalty for last place.
For shame!
Now, I've watched, you know, countless videos where, you know, guys walking in with pink shirts and having to go sit in Waffle House for 24 hours, you know.
Just
crazy, crazy stuff. You know, so we need to come up with something that I think everybody's going to, you know, agree to and be willing to do. So that way, you know, we can come back together next year and it'll be funny for everybody, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Most recent one I've seen was a sign spinner that said something, you know, I can't win in fantasy. I finished dead last, and he's just out on the corner spinning his sign.
Yeah.
I thought that was a pretty good one. Yeah. Pretty good one. Maybe put like a cheerleader outfit on him or something.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hey, let's kick this around, man. And by draft day, at least, we need to come up with a penalty.
I like
that,
it.
That, you know, everybody will agree to. So
I know. One year I beat Dale, and I bought him a pink shirt with a unicorn and a rainbow coming out of it, and said, "I suck at fantasy football." He had to wear that pink shirt every meeting, every league meeting we had for the whole season. That was my highlight, one of my lifetime highlights. That and like being a dad, you know.
And they're pretty close, you know, pretty easy.
Yeah. I don't know if I could flip a coin and choose which one, but
oh man.
It's good to know I rank so highly in your lifetime goals.
Yeah, honestly, damn.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about the draft then. I mean, what guys are you looking to draft in, like, every league that you're in? Like a quarterback, a wide receiver, running back? Like, do you have a favorite guy?
Oh. Well, favorite overall. This year I'm kind of trying to look for maybe more zero running back stuff. So, you know, I'm trying to grab more wide receivers in the top. If I'm in the back half, you know, like somewhere in the middle of the first round to the back. So that's going to end up being, let me pull it up my stuff right here. But
obviously, he doesn't want to give too much away. That's why he's stalling. Yeah. He's like scrolling down all of his bottom of his picks. You know, he's like, oh, who am I going to give him? Who am I going to? Yeah,
still okay, play we get Dale. It. We get it, gotta take this back. You gotta remember this. All right, I still play Dale here. You know, but
yeah, no.
Mike Evans is a good name. I like always like you know they call them sleepers or whatever, but it's people the disrespectfuls. You know, people disrespect these players in every league, mm-hmm. and Mike Evans is that dude in my opinion. You know, he's. He's one of the top wide receivers. He's gotten 1,000 yards almost every season he's been in his career, and and he's a highly disrespected guy in my opinion that a lot of people don't care to grab up.
Okay.
Another one going with wide receivers here is Brandon Cooks, dude.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm really shocked by this because.
Yeah.
It's like 2 years ago, you know.
Yeah. Okay. One more time. Brandon Cooks.
Yeah.
That's it. Brandon Cooks. He's got 2 feet. Okay. He's got both of them on him. So.
No, but it's like 2 years ago. We talked about Brandon Cooks. He's like, man, you need to trade him. He get another concussion. Yeah. It's all over for him. You need to trade him.
Yeah.
Get him out. Get rid of him. Get rid of him. Blah blah blah.
I know.
And now you're putting him on your list. What?
He's on my list this year.
Mm.
So he's cheap. I like bargains. I like values. That's where you're going to win at fantasy, though, is the value.
Okay.
Values. It's not in picking, like, the best players. It's picking the value at the time. And Brandon Cooks this year is looking like a pretty good value. His only – who else is over there at Houston to catch balls? Who else catches balls over there?
Not a whole lot. No.
Nobody.
Who throwing the balls over there?
Mills can sling it. I'll give him that, but it's not gonna win you a whole lot of games. Throw the football.
That's true.
Well, yeah. If you're not winning games, guess what happens? You get replaced by somebody else. I learned that the hard way when I traded for Gardner Minshew. Okay.
Because
he was putting up fantasy points. All right.
Yeah, for about 5 seconds. Yes, he was. Yes. You got him on.
Yeah, I traded a running back, James Robinson, for him. Okay, because I needed a quarterback bad. All right.
Not terrible. Yeah.
Bad trade. Very, very bad trade. All right. Well, my guy is going to have to be Alvin Kamara. I got him in both of my leagues.
Oh.
He's always like my top running back. When he goes off, I win. That's my dude.
Yeah.
And it's so much easier on me because I could actually cheer for my team and my fantasy team at the same time. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's something as a Saints fan I've always kind of looked for. You know, you've always picked up a Saints wideout who's, you know, still on the board. There's Traquan Smith who – he's a free agent, and I need to start somebody. He's a spot start, so I'm going to go ahead and get a Saint. I don't know. AK, he got hurt last year. He's obviously not suspended this year, so that's going to play into it. That's seriously a breath of fresh air. What Tim was saying, he's going wide receivers in, especially if we're doing three wideouts and a flex in this league. I mean, it's you know. That'd be unbelievable not to draft your wide receivers real high. I mean, if you have Jonathan Taylor or somebody just sitting there because everybody's drafting running backs or because everybody's drafting wideouts, that's one thing. I don't know. I love Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase.
There you go.
Those two LSU there guys are just like they're just killing it. Which one do you take first? I don't know. Maybe Jamar Chase just because he doesn't really need a whole lot of, doesn't need a whole lot of help. Him and Joe Burrow.
Quarterback is better. Yeah.
Exactly. And Joe Burrow can do it without even having anybody to block for him.
Of course.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, you know, those two are kind of the wide receivers. I would love to have either one. I think I might take Jamar Chase ahead of Justin Jefferson. Running backs. I don't like drafting Buccaneers, Panthers, Falcons. Not a chance in hell I want to do that. But, you know, if Christian McCaffrey was sitting there, that's something that would just be really hard. But you know what? Trading is a thing. So if you have to do that, draft him and trade him away. There's always that.
I'm really kind of looking for a running Buccaneers running back this year. Forte's kind of on my honey-do list over here, you know.
Leonard, yeah, another LSU guy.
So,
yep.
And here's the reason, because it's fantasy stats wise, whenever there's a vacancy of targets, so like a wide receiver's gone off the team, a lot of those a large percentage of those targets the wide receiver was getting end up being checkdowns to the running back. And so you know, with the wide receiver issues they're having right now over in Tampa Bay, you know, Fournette's becoming a much sweeter deal, you know, because it's assuming that he's going to end up having some more checkdowns. Your running backs in fantasy tend to be your more prolific running backs end up getting 4 to 6 targets a game, and you know, that just increases the chances of you getting a good running back. And if I may.
Well, are you talking about injuries as far as Tampa Bay's wide receiver position?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They're injured right now. And so, I mean, but it's true for any time there's like a, like in Green Bay right now, you know, Devontae Adams.
Yes.
Like, so
big vacancy.
A large percentage of those targets that Devontae used to get are actually probably going to go to Aaron Jones or to A.J. Dillon now. Mm-hmm. But on the flip side, my running back, you know, great value brand, you know, values, all right, is actually Zeke and Barkley this year, man. Okay. I feel like
that. Yeah.
Do you have like an average draft position for them?
Nope. I don't right now.
Okay.
Not right now.
I got you.
But you know, they're looking pretty good for me, because there's, you know, as far as Barkley goes, you know, fantasy world is all about like who hurt you last, mm-hmm. you know, and Barkley hurt everybody last year and the year before, you know, and so I'm hoping to cash in on that stigma, you know, that Barkley's going to be a terrible running back and then maybe get him cheaper than other people would want to pay for, you know, ADP wise.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. That makes sense. All right. Well, let's wrap this thing up with your preseason takeaways so far. Do you have anybody who moved up or down on your boards?
I got one out of Pittsburgh.
Oh.
Wide receiver. I didn't really know a whole lot about him.
Yeah.
George Pickens.
Pickens.
I don't know if you guys have seen some of the things he's doing in camp. And he's a rookie. He's out there doing things, and he looks just like he's been there for, you know, 5-6 years already. He's just kind of one of those guys who, you know, he's getting a lot of hype. You know, he's no DK Metcalf. He's not built like a freaking brick house. But you know, he still is big and tall, and he's just pushing people around in camp, you know, and that's something, just to kind of keep an eye on. That's what I'm thinking. It just really stood out to me.
Does the quarterback position in Pittsburgh concern you as far as it relates to Pickens or any of the wideouts?
I mean, you know, Trubisky is probably looking to win the job, right?
I believe so.
Yeah. I don't, you know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that I trust Mitch Trubisky by any means, but.
He was a backup last year for a reason.
Yeah. Well, didn't he back up Josh Allen? A lot of people in the league are going to back up Josh
but
Allen.
But he had to sign that contract to go there to back up Josh Allen.
Yeah, and, you know, sometimes, you know, he's been around for a long time, you know, drafted by the Bears at, what, number 2 overall way back when. You know, had a shot, kind of just didn't pan out. And then he's gone to Buffalo, kind of learn under Josh Allen and that regime, which is Buffalo is a damn good team with some damn good coaches over there.
True.
So, I mean, like that's something that could really play out, or, you know, throw Trubisky out and that guy out of Pittsburgh. What's his name? Kenny
Pickett. Okay, Pickett. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. I'm just Pickett to Pickens sounds like a just a sleeper if I've ever heard one in my life. So you know, if it's not Trubisky, that you know, rookie quarterbacks, you know, are not always
I heard
just saying that that could work.
I heard that they're kind of shopping around Mason Rudolph right now too, by the way.
Who the hell's buying that?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I would want to get him off my team too. He's got to be the QB3 between those three guys. I'd take the rookie over Rudolph right now easily.
Yeah, yeah. This is I want to also let you throw you down on the idea of you know, in fantasy having various friends who are their favorite team is a different team outside of yours. Because you get like all this insider information that you would not be getting unless you like, you know, unless you read a bunch of information about every single team. But, you know, I during fantasy football season, I definitely talk to my friends that are you know, in charge of, you know, well, actually in fans of other teams. Right. And that Steelers information, stuff like that comes from other places that I don't have to research.
Yeah. Here's a helpful tip out there to all you kids. Don't trade with the guy who you tell all your feelings to about players because they use it against you. Okay.
Look, man, I went to Dale's desk when we worked together every day and he was watching Dak Prescott and Dez Bryant videos. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, wow.
And he was preaching to me how Dak was a terrible quarterback.
Yep.
Right, and he was like, "Well, what do you mean he's a terrible quarterback? You know, I thought he was pretty good. You know, and Dell's he's got his pitchfork, and, you know, his torches and everything out. You know, and so I had a trade, and I ended up grabbing Dez Bryant from another man, right? And in that, I immediately took Dez Bryant over to Dale, and I said, "Trade for Dez Bryant," and he traded me 2 second-round picks for Dez Bryant, right? And that'll be forever the time I burnt Dale because Dez Bryant was so terrible from then on.
That was the year he got cut from the Cowboys, right? So I keep in mind now I'm watching his film and I'm so like, Dak sucks. Get him out of Dallas. He's gonna be fine. All right. That's my position. And so yeah, he got cut and then he didn't get signed for a while. And then bang, he signs with the Saints. And I got him on my team. I'm like, yes, this is exactly what I wanted. All right, and he goes out there and tears his Achilles, you know, and then that was the end of his career. So,
yeah. At least you didn't do the Antonio Brown, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
we thought Dez Bryant was a crazy wide receiver back then. Antonio Brown's done took the cake.
Oh, yeah. He nuts. yeah. Right, get back to
Antonio Brown makes T.O. look sane, you know, and that's saying a whole lot.
Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah. All right, well, get back to this this play that moved up and down the board because of preseason. Isaiah McKenzie, Buffalo wide receiver.
Oh yeah,
this guy is taking advantage of Jameson Crowder being out. And I think he's got a lock on this slot position and a good offense. And with a good quarterback, like, this is exactly the kind of guy you want to grab, right? A good wide receiver with a good quarterback, you want to get that team. You want to get that guy, right? So that's the guy that moved up my board here. So
not a bad call. Great offense. You know, things happen when you're on a great offense. They're, you know, finding themselves in the red zone all the time. That's easy
right,
money.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, all right, man. Well, anybody, you got any final thoughts here before we wrap this thing up?
I got one. Where does Michael Thomas fall on y'all's board?
I mean, he's back. You know, with the veteran receivers, like. Like, I'm ranking him, you know, below, let's say, like a guy like Mike Evans or something like that.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Which on Yahoo, it has Mike as the number 10 receiver.
Wow.
In the whole league. So, I don't know. I feel like Mike Thomas is a top five receiver getting, bottom 25. He's not even in the top 25 on your boards right now. And I just
well, you start looking at some of the guys they got in front of him, like, Amari Cooper with his quarterback situation. Juju. Like, I'm not picking Juju before him,
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, it's like I'm seeing all these players up in front of him that are, Jameis Winston has not completed a single pass to Mike Thomas in his entire career. So there's that.
Yeah.
But, these guys are professionals, and Mike Thomas is real damn good. I don't know where you draft him. Do you, just burn your second, third round and just say, I'm going after it. As a Saints fan, I'll do that. But as someone who's not a diehard Saints fan, I'm just kind of curious. I guess that's more of a question for you, Tim.
Well, it's a good one because he got him on his team.
Yeah.
There you go.
But this is the problem with being on this podcast with Dale.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree.
He gets to know a little pieces of what I'm thinking before the drafts come out, before season comes around, and all the other pieces.
Yep.
So, in my world, Michael Thomas, not being a Saints fan, but being a dynasty owner of Michael Thomas, he's a wide receiver 3, wide receiver 4 right now, which puts him around the 36 mark, wide receiver 36 in the league. Okay, that's not really good. It's a bad position for him to be in. Now I think he has tons of upside, all kinds of potential on the upside, and I'm really hoping this season Michael Thomas comes out, he busts out a couple of games, and I can trade him away.
Mm-hmm.
For him, and Dale will tell you, he brought up Brandon Cooks earlier. I traded Brandon Cooks away. He had like what, 2 or 3 concussions in a season or something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
So at that point, his risk level was up to a certain point that where I wasn't comfortable keeping him anymore. I wanted to pull more value out of him while I could. And the same thing with Michael Thomas, the quarterback situation over in New Orleans. We don't know what Winston's going to turn out to be. We don't know what the offense is really truly going to look like because Sean Payton's not there anymore. And he is your number one wide receiver. And I'm not trying to talk all bad things about the Saints, but just that, Michael Thomas, yes, he could be a top 5 wide receiver. Does he have the quarterback and the offense behind him for him to be the top 5 wide receiver? That's pretty hard. Okay. That's pretty hard.
Well, we will see. We will see for sure. Well, this was fun, man. I appreciate y'all jumping on with us. We will be back with another episode of the Frenemies Fantasy Football Podcast. If you guys want to start sending in questions about fantasy football or whatever, hit us up on Twitter at BS and Beer Media. We'll see it. We'll shout you out on the show. We'll answer your questions. And that's all I got, man. See y'all later.
Remember to follow us on Twitter and Facebook at BS and Beer Media. Or if you're old and want to write a strongly written letter, email us bs and beer@icloud.com.